39. It is truly a disgrace, like with the wisest of the wise, referring to Nocodemian, whom one calls, in the level of the Aratathasata, the perfection of love and fulfillment. 40. All of those people who are gathered around you should think of that at least once. Billy, you shouldn't talk like that, Quetzal. Quetzal, 41. That wouldn't be right because with this, I air no secrets that wouldn't be good, and that is the truth, and this needs to be said once, so maybe one will even become reflective. Billy, one will call me even more than a crackpot and a lunatic, therefore, I would be glad if we could regard all these words as being unspoken. Quetzal, 42. However, that is exactly what we don't want, and that is our common will and firm determination. Billy, then just not, I will simply have to pay for it. Quetzal, 43. It won't be quite what you suppose, but it really is bad enough already. 44. I just hope that you won't realize your ideas that you had yesterday, Zuri. 45. Nevertheless, you know that if you do it, then the whole mission collapses, and moreover, you would hurl yourself back into your level, so you could not become human again. Billy, yes, I know, that's why I also laid the thing out of the hand again. Quetzal, 46. With that, you have rid us of an evil fright, for we know very well that you are not afraid of that and that you stipulated such a solution, without the appearance of guilt and the consequences of guilt, before you committed yourself, in your spirit form at that time, to renewed manhood, so that in an emergency, if you were no longer able, you could put an end to everything and immediately re-enter your true level. Billy, you really shouldn't talk about these things. Quetzal, 47. But it is of necessity, my friend, thus, let the worry of the decision only be my worry. 48. Just think of what one does to you out of the purest jealousy, out of hatred, and out of rage. 49. You should also keep in mind what was done to Wendell Stevens and that one wants to try the same thing, in an even worse form, with you. 50. But an idea just came to me, so that you won't have to go far away to our contacts. 51. You could turn off the monitoring system in each case when you are not speaking with someone in your workroom. 52. If you are alone in there, then certainly no one can find something wrong with it, and then, we could still come to you, and we could stay in your room that is native to us. Billy, you know, I would rather not do that. It would probably be even better if only you would come to the contacts because sooner or later, the still primitive persons responsible for this will exclaim that I myself had abused Samjace, Talgdur, and the others. Quetzal, 53. Such has, indeed, already come to our ears from your own wife and also from the outside, as you know, but that does not trouble us. 54. We know, like in everything else, the truth, and we know the full truth of what you've done and haven't done, even if everything is completely different from what is claimed and accepted. 55. But, perhaps, it would be good in this connection if you would actually stop all assistance, at least for a few years, and actually leave everyone to their own activities of the evil hours. Billy, then the store and half the world would fall apart. Quetzal, 56. That is correct, and it would also have very serious consequences for them, which they would have to attribute to themselves, as it has always been the case, even when you did not deal with them for just a short time, with full attention being given to assistance, because you simply no longer had the strength, in addition. 57. Nevertheless, it would certainly be good because maybe this would also be a lesson. Billy, let's conclude this subject. Please. Tell me, please, as to how long and when the meditations for peace should now take place. Quetzal, 58. As you wish, 59. They will be on the first Saturday and Sunday of each month, namely in the sense that the Saturday meetings and Sunday meetings are valid. 60. Then, after these days, the next meetings follow 14 days later in each case, but also on Saturday and Sunday. 61. The times will remain the same for all days, namely 20 minutes per procedure. 62. At the same time, it is necessary for the core group members that they are all together at these times and that they form the most important block. 63. Failures may not appear because the ring would be weakened in the way that there would be a percentage of waste of the entire power, which would be serious for the current small group because 100% of the power must be gone out. 64. In addition, the measure of this can be determined by taking the number of group members and dividing it by 100%. Through this, you have the percentage of each group member. 65. Now, the times during which meditations should and must be carried out are 66. Respectively on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. and at 8 p.m. and on Sundays at 3 p.m. and at 8 p.m. 67. In addition, if difficulties arise in relation to the meditation and the initiation of the individual group members, then time changes must be made there. 68. But I will be responsible for ensuring that everything can be changed without harm, without causing difficulties. 69. Furthermore, it is necessary that now, all current core group members, except Margaret Rose, subject themselves to the registration in the Sohar Center, which must be accomplished by the 31st of June at the latest. 70. Margaret Rose must be excluded from the group if she does not appear at this next meeting, and even if she does appear, she may not participate in this meditation. 71. All of her fuss is confused, and she cultivates the same thoughts as Amatu at that time. 72. If she could remain in the group, then only in the sense that she completes her center meditation and the normal ring meditation. 73. Contact reports may no longer be handed over to her ever again but may only be read aloud. 74. She isn't actually sick but rather offended because you told her the truth, which she does not want to accept. 75. This is also the reason why she creates fantasies for herself and invents lies, also in relation to her health. 76. If she can still continue to remain in the group, then only by the fact that she does not succumb to the provisions that are of an unpleasant form. Billy, I understand. Quetzal, 77. That is good, and I would also like you to understand that I am grateful to you for the fact that at that time, you gave me the suggestion to change everything in the Sohar Center in such a way that only persons of the same sex may enter this, without everything being extinguished. 78. We have introduced this in such a way with ourselves and have won some great values from it. 79. Concerning this, I am to convey to you the thanks of all our people. Billy, thanks, but it isn't worth mentioning because I only had an ulterior motive here, namely so that one could no longer accuse me of the lie that I would harass and abuse our female group members in the center. Quetzal, 80. We knew that all too well, but we are still grateful for it. Billy, then so be it. Quetzal, 81. You've done nothing wrong with your thoughts, which I still must tell you, and now, my dear friend, farewell, until next time. 82. Perhaps another solution can yet be found because of your workroom and because of us. Billy, bye, my friend. Quetzal, 83. Let us now quite simply and officially say Salam, as we've always held to this, because recently, you have so introduced this with the group members, as it is our custom and right, even if it hasn't prevailed with the group members yet. 84. Salam. Billy, Salam, my son, Salam. Oh, wait, something else. In the future, I will no longer attempt to describe to the group members the exact points of their emotional centers and the points of their foreheads and also won't carry out the measurements for the keywords. You see, I also already speak with your words, I also say group members. Somehow, something is just not quite right with me. Quetzal, 85. It is also correct, but I would like to tell you that I do fully understand. And secondly, it is also no obligation for you that you do these things. 86. Finally, it is also not your job to carry out these works. 87. Yet so much, in addition. 88. Salem. Billy, by and Salem. 193rd Contact Tuesday, May 29, 1984, 1:44 p.m., Quetzal, 1. After our last conversation and after the inspection of your copies of contracts with Lee Elders, it urges me to speak to you today and to clarify some points. 2. After reading the contracts, I found out that these have been made on the part of Lee Elders exclusively for purposes of personal profit. 3. There is a certain amount of dishonesty in them and a severe disadvantage to your person. 4. However, it must also be said that you don't need to worry in any way because these contracts with Lee Elders are, in all points, invalid and meaningless, for they are contrary to all articles of the statutes of your free interest group, FIGU, which were already created before these unlawful contracts came into being. 5. Thus, you couldn't sign these contracts in accordance with the FIGU statutes at all, so they are worthless. 6. On the other hand, they also possess worthlessness because they are composed and written exclusively in the English language, without them being held in the German language, whereby you could literally read them. 7. You aren't so strong in the English language that you could have understood these sophisticated contracts, and moreover, they weren't translated for you into a useful form. 8. Therefore, they also have no validity in this respect, and you are free from all commitments in this connection. 9. If Lee Elders wants to have any rights, then new contracts would have to be made, which also correspond to the statutes. 10. But in the future, such contracts would have to be taken by me personally for examination, before a signature can occur. 11. Furthermore, I have to say the following. 12. Not in the least do things of evil occur in the United States through the assistance of Lee Elders, by what means profit is supposed to be made through our cause, but you are the financially disadvantaged person, along with FIGU. 13. Thus, Lee Elders still promotes it that people such as B. C. can work nonsense and can make a profit for their own benefit, which brings more harm to our cause than benefit. 14. This has become clear to us through our own investigations in the USA. 15. But only now could I do this, after our group the said goodbye and took off 2 days ago in a definitive form, as this has also happened with the group in Asia. 16. Thus, our group is now responsible for the entire world. 17. And as an order-giving person of this kind, I now order that Lee Elders immediately stops all absurd machinations of all kinds and starts to work in accordance with our instructions. 18. In addition, this comprises the following major points. 19. 1. The eliminating and repairing of all machinations, such as in the case of B. C. and Dr. F. B. 20. 2. The translating and publishing of the contact reports into the English language. 21. 3. The modifying and appropriate reshaping of the regrettably completely inadequate film Contact to a film of our imagination. 22. 4. Publication and public screening of the appropriately reshaped film Contact. 23. 5. The preparing of new contracts that are valid for the statutes of FIGU and that are also useful for FIGU, Hintisch Midruti. 24. 6. All of this must happen within the next 3 months, so by the 31st of August, 1984 at the latest. 25. If the date of the 31st of August, 1984 becomes forfeited, without the aforementioned points being satisfied, then we will draw off the hand of Lee Elders, and we will strive with all means at our disposal to allow the cause of Lee Elders to collapse in all points and concerns. 26. This means that we may ruin his work in every way and may destroy it if he does not now follow our given orders. 27. The first step relating to this has already been done in that we withdrew our liaison groups in the USA and in Asia because it isn't right that visionaries and swindlers use us for profit purposes. 28. But this has already been done by B, C, and Dr. F. B, as well as by several others, which was uncovered as a result of your last conversation. 29. You mentioned that this Dr. F. B. and this B. C. claim that they have had contact with some J-Sans too and with others of our European group, which in no way corresponds to the truth, of course, because we have never gotten in contact with any Earth people in the USA or otherwise outside of Europe. 30. Our contacts in Europe had reference to 4 people, of whom you are one, while 2 of the remaining 3 are now dead. 31. So now, there are only 2 contacts of a conscious form, whereby physical contact with you and only purely telepathic contact with the other person are maintained. 32. The remaining contacts are of an unconscious nature, so the connecting persons suspect nothing of them. 33. In Asia and in the USA, all contacts were also of this kind, namely according to purely telepathic impulses, without the relevant Earth people suspecting anything of their contacts. 34. So there can be no Earth people in America, who consciously had contacts with our people or with the ones of the Asian group. 35. Whoever maintains this must simply be called a swindler and a fraud. 36. You yourself know very well why this is so and why only you are our mouthpiece and for what reasons only you can be our contact person in the given form. 37. Anyway, it is now the case, however, that we've withdrawn the groups in the USA and in Asia until further notice, namely for so long until the waves have smoothed themselves again and the truth has prevailed. 38. Of course, this also has developmental disadvantages for these states, as a consequence, which can vilely affect them politically. 39. But regardless of that, we persist in this until the truth has prevailed, before we once again concern ourselves with the thought of stationing our development assisting people in these states at some other time. 40. Make this known to Lee Elders. Translator's note. The film Contact was eventually published and is now available in DVD format as UFO Contact Movie, which can be purchased from Wendell Stevens at UFO Photo Archives website. Billy, I will do that, you can count on it. Quetzal, 41. In addition, he should consider our word, if he does not fulfill his obligation within the 3 given months. Billy, of course, I'll let him know. Regarding Roberta Brooks, I already wrote to him. Quetzal, 42. That's good, and concerning this, I also give him time until the 31st of August, 1984. 43. Even if the addressed film corresponds in no way to our and your conceptions, it could still be helpful somehow. Billy, I already wrote Lee several months ago that the film is tasteless and doesn't correspond to my conceptions. Translator's note, it's true that ultimately, the film ended up not corresponding to what Mayer and the Pledgerans would have helped for, but in this translator's view, the film is still very informative for those who are new to the case, especially concerning the segments contained therein of the scientific analyses that were performed on some of Mayer's tangible evidence of extraterrestrial contact, which strongly support Mayer's encounters to be genuine. Quetzal, 44. That's also why you no longer have to feel bound to the contracts. 45. Furthermore, you absolutely must admit that you deliver further material for the time being. 46. Even the book you mentioned, which should eventually be written about you, you may not allow, at least for now. 47. We can think about it again if Lee Elders fulfills his obligation and also prepares new and, this time, valid contracts. Billy, of course, I will adhere to that. Quetzal, 48. Then I still have a few things of importance for the group members. 49. Since everything with the Sohar Center is now placed into your hands, I could regulate the concerns surrounding the initiation in such a way that with a failure of the initiation time, a loss of 7 years wouldn't appear but rather only a loss of 7 months. 50. This is already programmed in such a way in the monitoring disk. 51. Moreover, it is now that time for you when the enterprise becomes self-supporting. 52. For this, you have to search for a suitable person for the organization, and this immediately. 53. Also, the initiative of the expansion of the group must now be seized at last, as well as the initiative around the lectures. 54. As usual, there's a lot of idle talk about these interests, but nothing is undertaken. 55. There are just a few specialists in the group, who have large mouths, but at the same time, nothing is done. Billy, I also know that, my friend, which is exactly why I've left these points with Engelbert, in order to be set on the agenda for the next meeting. Quetzal, 56. With that, you have done well. 57. It would be good if some of you would make appearances at good places, where such has already been brought into being. Billy, all of that is of no use if it isn't then carried out, nevertheless. Quetzal, 58. Again, that is also correct. 59. It is always the case that something is started and then is dropped again, but you can do nothing about that, Billy. It annoys me, however. Quetzal, 60. Nevertheless, you have to try again. 61. But the people should be so far that they develop their own initiative because nothing comes from nothing. 62. This also applies in relation to Reina Senk. Is this writing now finished? 63. Probably not. 64. Already for 7 months now, Bernadette has put this off, which is really a disgrace. 65. You must call her to order through disciplinary action, or it obviously won't be any different. 66. Already 7 months ago, I asked that she be brought into a detailed discussion and be used in the work. 67. Now, it should have already been a long time ago that Bernadette would have fulfilled her obligation. Billy, often and often, I told her that, and now even you as well. But what do you think now, with respect to Roberta Brooks? Quetzal, 68. You know what problems we have in assessing the Earth people. 69. The rule is that we can only explore the superficial because we are not allowed to penetrate more deeply. 70. Thus, we only recognize the upper layers of thought, and what lies deeper than that remains foreign to us. 71. Thus, we can only recognize untruthfulness when it becomes obvious. Previously, it remains unknown to us. 72. So we will not investigate secret thoughts, and what is served to us during the assessment of the Earth people very often corresponds to evil. 73. What I can recognize now in Roberta Brooks as superficial bodies of thought is of a good nature, so she doesn't seem to be of a bad type. 74. But what possibly hides under the surface thoughts, that I do not know? 75. For this reason, I had to learn that I have to be careful with regard to closer observations. 76. I cannot and may not, in any way, afford to make another mistake in this respect. 77. The surface thoughts of Roberta Brooks are good, and according to these, I must act and decide. 78. So accordingly, I must declare that it should be ventured to entrust her with certain tasks. 79. Indeed, she has already demonstrated very great confidence through her work with the finances for the text translations, so it is to be supposed that she will continue to move within this framework of confidence. Billy, that's what I think, but making decisions in this world is sometimes quite devilishly hard, my friend. Quetzal, 80. That is correct, yet why do you say that I, out of all people, had to gain such bitter experiences relating to this? Billy, because you are now my middleman, my friend. Quetzal, 81. That is logical, of course. 82. But before I go now, 83. You still have the American video film that you could give to Roberta Brooks. Billy, we already thought of that, but we suspect that there would be difficulties with customs, and then, the film would be affected by radiation. Quetzal, 84. I didn't think of that, but maybe you will find a solution for it anyway. 85. But now, I must go, until we meet again, my friend. 86. And loving greetings to all. Billy, Salem. Quetzal, 87. Salem, Arcadas. 194th Contact Friday, June 15, 1984, 7:15 p.m., Quetzal, 1. Today, I only come here briefly, in order to give you information and instructions about some things that are of importance for you, too. 1. In reference to the male and female command officers as well as the ceremonies, you must note the following. 3. A. We have come to the realization that the future, in relation to the aforementioned, will no longer be determined by us but rather by the group. 4. B. Thus, the ceremonies are supposed to be prepared by the group and be calculated according to Earth measures. 5. C. Similarly, its own harmonious music should find entrance. 6. D. This likewise applies to useful and harmonious singing. 7. E. In reference to the command officer's directions, the same applies because the how, where, and what should likewise be determined by the existing group. 8. 2. It is now high time that the already existing group begins to report and accept all responsibility itself, and indeed for all concerns. 9. 3. It may no longer continue that one always asks us for advice in all things, both important things as well as trivial. 10. In the future, the existing group has to decide everything itself. 11. 4. Our official time of contact for the general public is slowly approaching its end, so in the future, we will only very seldom visit you in this way, but everything internally will continue to be maintained. 12. And since this is so, every concern must also be worked out in the future by the existing group itself. 13. Similarly, our withdrawal of the public contacts also means that we will no longer get involved in public demonstrations of any kind, but coincidences cannot be excluded. 14. 5. Everything of the group that is now to be acquired should be prepared according to earthly standards and opportunities and be brought to application because nothing should be a template of our errand patterns. 15. The Earth people live on Earth, so everything must be handled and must be regulated according to earthly values, which is surely to be understood. 16. 6. Even if we must cancel our official contacts, as it was planned, we will continue to linger on the Earth and will maintain contact with you, but we will otherwise remain only as observers and not in an active and intervening form. 17. This, at least until the year 2029, after which, presumably, we will then finally remove ourselves and will turn our attention to other tasks that are foreign to the Earth, with the assurance that we permanently withdraw ourselves into our time dimension and never again return to this space-time configuration. 18. 7. More effort from all group members must urgently be put forth in all things if everything should now lead to success. 19. This also applies to the foreigners and particularly to the ignorant skeptics, such as Hannah. 20. 8. Your health has been very strongly hit and has been heavily damaged, which is why you need a rest, and for years to come. 21. As we see the situation relating to this, you will never be able to recover fully in this life, quite the opposite. 22. For this reason, you should now be mindful of the fact that you omit strict work in the future and transfer this to the existing group. 23. 9. You have already provided and written down sufficient material, which reaches, for the instruction of the Earth people, very far into the future. 24. And there is sufficient material available, such that with it, the group can now take the necessary initiative. 25. 10. Out of the existing materials, the group now has to prepare it and interpretations, in order to expand everything to a great extent. 26. 11. Out of all of the existing materials, new writings and works must be prepared by the group, which are explanatory in all things. 27.